This is episode 1654. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being here as you get ready to meditate or to simply slow down throughout your day. You may be out getting ready for the different holidays coming up this end of the year. This is a hectic time, but it should be, it's meant to be a joyful time, a time of contemplation, a time of reflection. And so in today's episode, I'm going to guide you through a reflection meditation where you can focus on inner joy. Now, this is the final episode of our series. We've been exploring a 7-part series this week all about inner peace. You've explored different meditation techniques to help you cultivate your peace, a breathing technique, an affirmation, a mudra, a chakra. You've explored many ways to relax your mind and body. And I challenged you to a peace walk. And this is where you walk focusing on peace. And this doesn't necessarily have to be a walk where you're outside somewhere beautiful. It can be a place you walk regularly, maybe to and from where you commute, or maybe in your place of work or around your home. When you're walking and moving about from point A to point B, focus on your peace. As we've explored throughout this series, peace is an inside job. That means you cultivate your inner peace. It doesn't come from outside of you. Certain circumstances can help you feel more peaceful, but you know that when you don't feel at peace, it really doesn't matter where you are or who you're with, you still can feel a sense of unease or anxiety. Think about when you go to your favorite place or you are with your favorite person and something stressful is going on in your life. It's like you can't stop thinking about it. You feel distracted. It's hard to focus. So inner peace comes from within you. So as you get ready to do your meditation today, or maybe simply, as I mentioned, just to slow down at your own pace, doing whatever you do to help you relax, keep in mind we have our full half-hour guided meditations that you can try for 2 weeks free on our Sip and Om meditation app. If you want to go a little more deeply with your meditation series, you get a journal and a slowdown guide with each week's series, and those are customized for the weekly theme. So you get an inner peace journal and slowdown guide for this week. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. Over 1,600 meditations at your fingertips for absolutely free for 2 weeks. So when you settle down and you get ready to meditate, I want to share with you a message I received from a fellow meditator here on the podcast. She has been meditating for quite some time. Actually, she is a meditator. I'm looking here at her message on the app. But she started off on the podcast, and she has a very stressful job. She's a hospice worker, and so she sees people die on a regular basis. And a client she became very close with passed away yesterday. And she was saying how it's really hard for her to feel inner peace when she sees so much death, people passing away around her. And she's been getting out a little bit more to connect with others in her job. So she's been speaking in front of small audiences, and she hasn't done this before. But she was saying that when she is speaking, she really enjoys it. She does a great job. She gets a great response. But for 12 hours afterwards, she says, she's really shaken up. She has anxiety after getting up in front of a group and speaking. And I wanted to share her message with you because she's using inner peace in her life on a regular basis with the type of work she does. And imagine spending people's final moments in life with them and watching them pass away. That's a tremendous gift she has, but it's not always easy for her. So what I wanted to share with this listener that I thought you might find helpful is that when you make whatever you do, whether you're spending the last moments of people's lives with them, or you're getting up speaking in public, and you feel this anxiety or this stress, when you make it more about the gift you're giving and just getting your gift out there to the world, to share with the world, to make the world a better place, you begin to lose your anxiety and stress, and you start to become really excited about what you're sharing or what you're doing, instead of feeling upset about things you can't control in regard to what you do. And so when you make it about other people, it stops being about you, and so you just don't feel stressed. If you make a mistake, you think, hey, I've just got to get this message to these people, or I've got to do this one thing so that this will happen so others can benefit. And when you reach this state, which is really placing yourself to the side and letting others receive the gifts you have, you act as a channel. And so if you're feeling a little tense or anxious, especially as you've gone throughout this week's peace series, and you may find that certain anxiety seems to hang around, try to make it less about yourself and more about others. So with that, get ready to do your meditation and reflect on the week you've just had. As you sit down and relax your mind and body, think about this past week. Think about when you felt stress. What caused you to feel stressed? Then think about how you normally handle that stress. Maybe you handled it in a way that did not serve you. And if so, no judgment. Just notice, become aware of your response to your thoughts. Now, see what it feels like to reframe the tense or stressful moment in a way where you let go of yourself and you open yourself up to possibilities for others, for helping others. See if this helps you let go of stress. Continue to relax in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.